Here's the snap to Austin Brenner. Wants to throw it on play action. Fires it downfield. Bolin is behind the defense. He makes the catch. This might go for a touchdown. 20 to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown,
all right.
Eagles.
All right, Eagles. That's the way to get back in it.
75 yards for the Eagles. Logan Bolin. Another big play as Austin Brenner hooks up with his favorite target for big yardage and a score.
Just as I thought they were sleepwalking, then they wake up. So nicely done. Austin Brenner had some pressure on him that time and really did a nice job through a pass that Bolin could catch on a dead run and sprinted it to the end zone.
They are going to try it here. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a 50-yard field goal attempt for Chris Ahmed. He's 4 of 4 this year with a long of 41. Long snapper is Gabe Becker. The holder is Max Terabashi. Here is the kick. It's blocked by the Eagles. Ball rolling near the 44-yard line. It's covered by the Panthers. The Eagles get the block. 17 seconds left. Ashland gets it back near midfield. Only 17 seconds left. Ashland does have a timeout. Brenner back to throw. He cocks his arm and fires a pass. It's caught by Bolin, and he's out of bounds near the 40-yard line. That's close to a 16-yard pickup to Logan Bolin. They stop the clock. 12 seconds left. Eagles down by a touchdown late second quarter. Here is the snap back to Austin. Pressure coming. He gets rid of it. Pass is caught. That's Washington. 30, 25, 20, and out of bounds. 22-yard pass play to the running back, Giovanni Washington.
Nicely done. Good pressure on the quarterback. Austin Brenner finds his outlet receiver. He's wide open down the sidelines. Smartly gets out of bounds.
They will set up Satchel Denton now for a field goal attempt. This will be a 36-yard attempt. Brenner will hold it at the 26. Here is the snap from Fago. The hold and the kick by Satchel. It's on the way. He got it. Time expiring as that one went through. Satchel Denton, a 36-yard field goal, brings the Eagles to within 13-9 here at halftime.
Well, that's a shot in the arm right there. And he kicked that ball through. Looked like it was going to fade off to the left again. It looks like he pulled it a little bit, but it's just inside the uprights there for Satchel Denton.
Back to throw Ford. Good protection again. And now they will get him right on cue. The Eagles get him with Nick Cohn.
The ball was knocked loose, and the Eagles have it.
Cohn forced the fumble. The Eagles recovered it.
Ryan Corcoran has the ball.
So the sack and the turnover, and the Eagles get it back. The drive stalls out for the Panthers. And the Eagles take over with 12:15 to go here in the third quarter. They hurry to the line. The defense trying to get set. Four-man front. Now Brenner back to throw on play action. Down the field it goes for Bolin, and he will make the catch at the 35-yard line.
The defender held him all the way down the field, and the official did not call it.
There was a lot of contact there with Jaylen Brown, the cornerback, but Bolin caught it anyway. Brenner will pitch it. This time it's Washington running straight up the middle. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown,
there
Eagles.
There we go. With the running play. Good blocking at the second level. Well done.
Eagles take the lead. 15-13. On a 35-yard run for Giovanni Washington.
That opened up nicely. A little pitch play right there. He planted the foot, got up the field, ran right by the second level players, right by the safety. And the Eagles are on top.
Here they come to the line of scrimmage. Power formation here. Giovanni is the tailback. Williams, the fullback, offset to the right. They'll pitch it to Giovanni Washington. He gets hit at about the 5, but he stumbles forward and goes in. Touchdown, Eagles.
Well, that's a great run by Giovanni right there. It's only a 4-yard run, but well, it looked like he was going to get hit in the backfield for a loss, and he gets into the end zone.
His second touchdown of the afternoon makes it 22-13. The Eagles extend the lead with 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. Markian Johnson is in. It's a wide receiver on the left, but a tight formation. Ford back to throw on fourth down, and a line
nice
drive
play.
Pass
nice.
Is knocked down.
Great
incomplete.
Coverage.
Jordan Sweat on the defensive coverage. And the Eagles get it back on downs as they hold on fourth.
Great coverage that time, and great job by Sweat coming around the defender and knocking the ball free.
10-point spread right now. Ashland leading at 23-13. Davenport takes over. This is the end of the field where they hit on the 99-yarder earlier. Ford goes up top. Man open again. Pass is caught at the 50, down to the 40, to the 30 on the left sideline near the numbers. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Markian Johnson with the touchdown of 92 yards.
Unbelievable that the Eagles let those long plays get behind them.
The Eagles have the football. Fourth and goal from the two. They have a 23-20 lead. And they are going to go for it here. Austin Brenner with Hunter Williams at fullback. Giovanni Washington at tailback. Bolin is the only receiver, split wide to the right. Double tight end set. Brenner takes the snap. They hand it to Hunter Williams. Driving at the two, pushing at the one. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles.
Barely got it in, but he got it in there. He reached out with the ball and got it over the goal line.
Penalty is declined. Touchdown.
Davenport was offsides. They will decline that penalty. Hunter Williams, a 2-yard touchdown run, makes it 29-20. 5:22 to go, fourth quarter. They'll hand it to Austin Williams again, and he stumbles off the right side of the line and dives forward for a first down. Williams himself makes the first down signal, and the Eagles move the chains with less than 2 minutes to go, and that should seal a win for AU.
That won the football game. That play right there won the football game. So you can let that clock run down now.
Brenner takes the snap, kneels down, and that should do it.
Yep.
Eagles are going to outlast a spirited effort by the Panthers. Handshakes will begin at midfield. Sparky McEwen coming over. He'll shake hands with a number of Eagles players. He'll find Lee Owens. The two head coaches will congratulate each other on a hard-fought GLIAC matchup today. But the Eagles prevail on another stellar day by Giovanni Washington with two touchdowns and 133 yards and some big stops by the defense. Your final score today, the Ashland University Eagles 30 and the Davenport Panthers 27.